Yeah, Trevor, take us through the touchdown pass to A.J. Derby.
Yeah, we were just saying that drive was kind of like the A.J. Derby show. Caught kind of a similar route the play before, and then did a good job getting open, and pretty good catch, too. So he had a good day for us, so I'm happy for him.
Trevor, what's the key to cleaning up the red zone a little bit to be a bit more efficient?
Yeah, I think we're hurting ourselves down there. I got to watch everything, but got to find a way to get touchdowns instead of field goals, which, you know, I thought the first week we did a good job of, but we'll figure it out. We'll clean it up on the bye and be ready to go.
Trevor, in the first quarter, you had 115 yards passing. You finished with 179. You get the win. That's all that matters. But what was different those final three quarters?
Yeah, it was interesting. I just felt like we were always like one play away from really getting momentum and seizing momentum. And we just didn't really have a rhythm that I think. And they did a really good job of mixing up coverages and defenses and safety pressure, some good things on their end, but that kept us on our toes. But we got to find a way to kind of stay in that rhythm, stay in the field, and get it to our guys.
Trevor, the two big things that are different so far this year is your guys' ground game and then also your run defense. What kind of comfort level is it when games are tight like this that you have a run defense like you guys have this year?
Yeah, I think these divisional games are all going to be close. They're going to be physical games. You look across our division, and that's where the game's won and lost now, and even towards the end of the year, playoffs start coming. You got to be good in those two areas. So that's great for us, but I think we're still growing, and we can be better in the other areas too. So I'm excited about what we can do.
Trevor, how aware were you about, you know what, I'll take a sack here rather than throw it away after the Bills game? Did you make any adjustments, and did that lead to any changes in your play today?
I just think you understand kind of situationally. I mean, you're backed up. You're obviously not taking any sacks. You're in the red zone. You're down really down low, and it's third and five. You take a sack, and you kick a 25-yard field goal versus a 20-yard field goal. It's not that big of a difference, so. That's something I'm trying to get better at, just kind of having situational awareness. And yeah, there's times to throw it away, and then there's times that you take a sack and it's a good sack, you know. So those are things I'm working on. I'll look back and see how I did. I don't know really right now off the top of my head, but we'll see.
Trev, earlier this week you said you felt really good. You got banged around a little bit today. So are you glad the bye week's falling when it is, or just is what it is?
Yeah, it's fine. I think we're pretty healthy for the most part. So, yeah, it'll be a good week for us to kind of regroup and kind of hit this stretch for us. So it was really important for us to win today at home. So I'm, you know, beyond excited we finished 3-1 in that first quarter of the season.
Trevor, you're 3-0 at home so far this season. How big of a home field advantage do you feel is here?
It's huge. I mean, as far as we go, I mean, communication's a lot easier. And then you look at the defense, how hard it is for opposing offenses to communicate, getting in and out of the huddle, the pass rush is better, all those types of things. So that's a huge advantage, and we want to be, you know, dang near perfect at home. So off to a good start on that end.